These events in people's lives also points out to me that there's some incredible order here in the universe, an order that just didn't happen. I would love to get your thoughts on that, because it was not accidental, was it?
No. Actually, the order is very interesting, because the order results from what they call a discontinuity. And that discontinuity is the space between events. So, between your thoughts, there's a little space. And that is the discontinuity. There's a poem of Robert Frost where he says, "We dance around the ring and suppose the secret sits in the middle and knows." It's in that space, which is between events, that when intention is introduced, it synchronistically, creatively organizes the outcome by organizing and correlating almost an infinity of space-time events. Now, today, some evolutionary biologists are saying that that's what happens periodically in evolution as well. So there's no fossil record, for example, between amphibians and birds. And the intent to fly actually orchestrated the wings of the bird, or the intent to fly, and we can talk later about how the metamorphosis of a caterpillar occurs. In fact, I should tell you about that now. It's a fascinating phenomenon biology.
All right.
So during a certain stage of its development, a caterpillar becomes extremely grotesque, and it is voracious, and it consumes more than it should, and its body cells start to die, and they start to become very chaotic and diseased. Now, within the body of the caterpillar, randomly, here and there, are cells that scientists call imaginal cells, as in to imagine. And they resonate at a different frequency. The immune cells of the caterpillar look at these imaginal cells and they say, these cells are foreign, let's attack them. And because these cells are resonating at a different frequency, for some reason, the immune cells get very confounded, confused, they don't know what to do with them, and finally give up. Meanwhile, the imaginal cells start to cluster in groups and soon start to connect with each other. And as they connect with each other and start to reach a critical level of connectivity, the rest of the body of the caterpillar really starts to die and it gets liquefied, and the imaginal cells start to use that as their nutritive soup, as their culture medium. And when the imaginal cells reach a critical threshold of connectivity, then a very strange thing happens. A dormant gene that's been sleeping wakes up, and in that gene is the genetic code for the wings of a butterfly. And from that is constructed totally, completely a new body. The old heart liquefies and a new heart is formed. The old intestines liquefy and the new intestines. It's like you took your bicycle to the repair shop, and when you went to pick it up, there was a Boeing 747.
Yeah, yeah.
And then from this emerges the beautiful butterfly with wings and the flight to freedom. And this is really the mechanics of what is called a quantum leap in transformation, a metamorphosis. And so too, when society, collectively dreams a dream, then that dream becomes true for everyone.
Do you envision the time, Doctor, where people will be able to do almost what the caterpillar has been able to do, a complete metamorphosis, maybe a new arm if they lose one, or new leg?
It is being suggested now that we are in a stage of evolution where all the chaos we see in the world around us might in fact be our nutritive soup if we are the imaginal cells. And all we have to do is collectively intend the next phase of our evolution. Now, a great Indian seer by the name of Sri Aurobindo actually suggested that as we evolve into this next stage, then we're not talking right now about new arms and new eyes and things like that, but we're definitely talking about new cognitive and perceptual mechanisms. In other words, extrasensory perception, precognitive dreams, remembrance of other lifetimes, remote healing, all these things that that have been actually noted in a few exceptional individuals could be quite commonplace, including, you know, things like what we call telepathy, but which were actually synchronistic.
You know, when I see pictures of Earth that that a spaceship, for example, has taken of us, and I look at it, and I, gosh, I have a difficult time trying to believe that there are 6 billion of us running around on this.
Life started as, on this planet, in volcanoes as little bacteria, and then the bacteria got together and they became multicellular organisms, and they got together and ultimately became plant life, and plant life consumed carbon dioxide and poisoned the earth with oxygen, and therefore animals evolved to consume the oxygen, and then the animals went up to the whole tree of evolution into primates, and from there a quantum leap, and here we are, humans. So all this has happened in less than 3.5 billion years.